Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of my favorite fruits are showing up in the marketplace these days. These wonderful little blueberries are here, and that puts a smile on my face. A lot of Maryland farms have pick-your-own programs that translate into a wonderful family day in the country, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, one of the first things we come to realize is that there are an enormous number of varieties of blueberries.
It's amazing, honestly. And, you know, we all think of them as just blueberries.
Right. And
what else was amazing is New Jersey is the blueberry capital of the country.
Oh,
they grow a lot
right
of blueberries.
Next door.
And lots of family-owned farms out there. So it's really fun. But these are a great, you know, summer berry.
Yeah.
That you can do anything from savory to sweet. And everything
that's
in between.
That's so true.
You know, my favorite is using it as a barbecue sauce, as a base for barbecue sauce. Instead of a tomato base, we're going to do, you know, something that's blueberry based with, you know, and a bit of Asian flair, ginger, some green onion, you know, that type of thing, a little bit of soy, a little bit of mirin.
Yeah.
Cook this stuff down and then put it through a blender and then pass it through a fine sieve. And you end up with this just really lovely barbecue sauce for I like it either on pork or chicken.
Do we need to add sugar to any blueberry recipe to bring out the flavor, or is it really that strong?
In the savory world, I don't think it's necessary at all because they have a sweetness to them on their own.
Yeah.
Now, you know, everybody makes at some point in their life some sort of blueberry cobbler.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of like a standard operating procedure and such an easy dish to make. And in that case, I usually toss the blueberries in a little bit of sugar and cornstarch, put them in the ramekin and just generate a really interesting, you know, cobbler topping right over top and then bake it in the oven. And it's super, super simple.
Right. I've seen little tiny blueberries and I've seen great big fat ones. Do you have any preferences?
So, you know, the thing is the skin, just like in grapes, has tannin. And so when you're using the smaller blueberries, I tend to use them for the savory dishes because that tannin is a nice balance. You know, but tannin has that astringent taste.
It does,
and,
definitely.
And so in desserts, it's a little off-putting at times. That's why the larger blueberries for dessert with less skin per flesh ratio do better in desserts.
That's really good.
And I think that's you'll notice it, especially if you do use these little blueberries in a sweet dish. It's almost, there's a bitter edge to it that it's not very comfortable.
What are some of your favorite things to do on the sweet side with our beautiful Maryland blueberries?
So the thing, this summer I've become a big fan of panna cotta.
Oh yeah, oh I love panna cotta.
I know, it's such a light, it's a light, delicious dessert that's super, super easy to make in the kitchen. And again, it's a cream-based dessert. So by taking a bunch of blueberries and just simmering them in cream, they just start blowing open.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cream takes on this lovely lavender color. And if you just let the, you know, basically I usually bring it to a boil and set it off to the side and let it steep, you know, for 15, 20 minutes. Again, pass it through a fine sieve. You have this unbelievably intense blueberry cream that's got this gorgeous lavender color. And then by adding some sugar and gelatin, which is sort of the firming up agent of panna cotta, pour them in a mold and let them chill down. And then you can take fresh blueberries or generate a little bit of a blueberry chutney to just spoon on top of these panna cottas, and they're perfect.
Jerry, you just put another big smile on my face talking about these wonderful things. The Maryland blueberries are out there right now. They're really wonderful. You ought to try and go out and get some. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.